If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View,
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Well, as I said, we are all headed to the elections and lots of anticipation in the air. But there are obviously some things that we need to make sure that we're up to speed about. And that's the role of the IEC, of course, who are administering the elections. We've asked them to come on to the platform to answer some of your questions. We also have some questions to ask them. They've been giving regular briefings about their readiness to the elections. IEC Provincial Electoral Officer Thabo Masemola is on the line with us. Thank you very much, Mr. Masemola, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Greetings, Pamela, and greetings to your listeners.
We just thought it's important for us to just familiarize ourselves with some of the updates that you've been giving the nation leading up to the election and tweaks here and there. Let me ask you about one of the first things that is, I think, a new change and a slight addition to your teams. You have introduced accounting officers at the stations. Just explain to us why it was necessary for the IEC to introduce those officers.
Yes, indeed. We have introduced this cohort of electoral staff who will be assisting at all 23,000 voting stations across the country. Their role really is to ensure that all the votes that have been cast in each and every voting station is accounted for, and the result slips that emerged from those voting stations are accurate, because we also upload on our public portal all the result slips of all voting stations. So their role really is to enhance the accuracy of our counting process, including the accuracy of the result slips. What we have done in the past was to also review and by ensuring that, because the presiding officer and his or her team will have been up since 2 a.m.
Yes.
Running that process. So an election is not about voting. It's also about the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why the Electoral Commission then resolved to introduce this cohort of electoral staff.
And just to be clear, in this election, quite specifically, there will be no transportation of ballots that will be moved to be counted to location B. Everything is going to be happening. You're going to be voting there, and they will also be counted at that very station, except that you've got now an additional members of staff who are there specifically just to code, just to count.
This has been the tradition and the norm in South Africa, that where votes have been cast, immediately after 9, once we have serviced all those voters who have been standing in queues,
yes,
then the voting station is now converted into a counting station, and all the necessary steps are followed by the presiding officer, who becomes the counting officer. They reconcile all these activities and processes as they unfold. They unfold in the presence of party agents and observers. So counting takes place immediately after voting at all those voting stations. We don't transport ballot papers to a secret location to count them. And we want to dispel that myth. We are a transparent institution.
Yeah. No, I just thought it's important to highlight that, because we've known how people have found little packets and boxes of stuff somewhere where they were told, no, they were moving from one place to another and all of that. So everybody should just be knowing that anything that's going to be moving from that station, it's stuff that already has had a slip that was submitted and it's done and dusted. That's nothing that's going to be moving from one location to another to be counted later on.
Absolutely. And it's important to underscore that point, that whilst we have tightened up our logistics value chain system, as it relates to the counting of ballot papers, that process is a decentralized process that happens at the voting station level. There will be those, and we hope that this time around we won't experience those unfortunate incidences where, whilst this material is rolled back to the local offices of the IEC, and the box will fall off a buggy. They should not be any concern. And because we have additionally put processes in place to track each and every ballot paper throughout our mail system.
This new innovation, I think, is really, really important. You're calling it a voting template. This is, I suppose, a mechanism. I haven't seen it, but it's a mechanism that's going to be assisting those who may not be sturdy, perhaps, you know, for medical reasons, maybe those who may be partially blind and so on, that will assist them in making sure that they do cast their votes accurately. Maybe explain what that mechanism will look like and how practically how it's going to work.
Thank you for that question, Pamela. Indeed, this universal ballot template was developed in partnership with the South African National Council for the Blind. This template can be utilized by those who are blind or partially sighted people, those that have low vision, people with unsteady hands, and elderly. So it assists them to cast or make their mark in secret without being assisted. But you need to be braille literate in order for you to utilize this template.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. There is a question about checking one's registration, just in case you're not absolutely, absolutely sure about maybe there's one detail that you've changed when you went to register, maybe you've moved your location and so on. There is a way in which we can all right now check where we are registered and whether everything is up to date. What's that number?
You can use our contact center, which is a toll-free number, 0800 11 8000. Also, you can SMS your ID number to 328110. I can repeat those numbers for the benefit of your listeners.
Yes.
The contact, the free toll number is 0800 11 8000. 0800 11 8000. And the SMS number where you need to text your ID number is 32810. And you can also access our website. There's a whole lot of information that is available there.
All right. There is an issue around a court ruling that insisted that you make sure that there are more available voting stations internationally. You want to contest that. You've taken that to the court to review all of that. Are you still proceeding with the fact that you cannot supply more voting stations than what you have, or are you preparing anyway? Just in case the court says you have to actually go ahead and provide the necessary number of voting stations overseas. How are you behind the scenes preparing for what the court may do or say?
We are of the view, Pamela, that we have a very strong and compelling case, and that is why the Chief Electoral Officer has challenged the ruling through the Apex Court, and because he has taken that decision, the judgment that has been made is now suspended. All that we are now focusing on is to ensure that we service all those South Africans who have registered to vote, and the first cohort of those South Africans will be given an opportunity to cast their special votes this coming Friday on the 17th of May. And that will involve about 9 countries for now, and a balance of about 102 missions will then allow South Africans to exercise their constitutional rights by casting their votes on Saturday, the 18th. So in total, we have prepared all 111 missions abroad to enable those South Africans who are abroad to cast their votes. This was done in collaboration with the Department of International Relations and Cooperation at DERCO. So In terms of our readiness, as far as the special votes abroad is concerned, everything is in place. Our logistics are in place. Staff members in those trade missions have been trained as electoral staff, and we have all our material in place, including ballot papers. So we stand ready as the Independent Electoral Commission to facilitate voting abroad.
You have announced that you have about 160 organizations that will be accommodated, and I know that you will be launching your center on the 22nd of May, on the Wednesday thereof. And Vuyo Zungula had raised concerns, sent a letter to yourselves about the inclusion of ZANU-PF on, you know, there were rumors that they were going to be one of the observers in this, in the cohort of people that will be observing the elections. Just clarity on that. I know that yesterday there was confirmation from yourselves that that's not necessarily the case. Is that still stand? They are not going to be granted permission to be observers?
It's difficult to entertain rumors, and I think the chief electoral officer dispelled those myths yesterday during the press conference. Indeed, ZANU-PF is not one of the accredited organizations, and you are correct, we've accredited about 160 organizations with about 5,000 observers, and about 15 of those organizations are international observer organizations, including the African Union, for instance, and the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance. So these are credible international organizations that have observed elections not only in the continent of Africa, but globally.
I'm going to open the lines if you don't mind, because I have said, you know, whatever questions people would like to pose, we are very happy to take them. The lines are open on 086-000-0959. There is a question that has come through on WhatsApp. It says they want to know, when is the IEC training their staff on the ground for the elections? Are you able to give us that answer, Mr. Masemola?
Yes, indeed. The Electoral Commission has recruited almost about 202,000 voting officials. The training of those officials started as far back as in March of this year. We are actually at the tail end of our training program. Now, the last few miles of this training sessions will entail the refresher training, because if you have trained people almost 2 months ago, what we need to do is to ensure that they still remember the key things that we have trained them about. So we are at the tail end of that process. And as I've said, in this case, we have recruited and trained over 202,000 officials.
All right. So before we wrap up, just maybe from your side, anything else that you think is important for us to note at the moment? Maybe any concerns, any notifications that you think we should be made aware of?
What is key, and thank you for allowing me this important opportunity to just raise two key things. One is that you voters must vote where they are registered. That is one of the most important things. However, if you know that on election day, you will not be at your voting district, you have to pre-notify or cause an application to the chief electoral officer in terms of Section 24, capital letter A, by this Friday, so that you are able to cast your vote outside your voting station. And that is one of the most fundamental change in these elections. Secondly, we all know that owing to the amendment of the Electoral Act, now we have to process three ballot papers. It's important that the voters understand one critical principle, that for one ballot, you make one mark. So you'll be presented with three ballot papers at your voting station: the provincial ballot, the regional ballot and the compensatory ballot. It's important that you make one mark on each ballot papers.
Got you. I've got Bridget here calling from Johannesburg. Bridget, good evening and welcome. Thanks for calling.
A very good evening to you, Pamela, and thank you for the gentleman from the IEC. Please, can he just clarify for me, we the over 60s, when do we get to vote, please?
All right, Mr. Masemula.
Thank you very much, Bridget, for that question. Remember, in our electoral framework, we do provide in an election timetable for those that are physically infirm or pregnant or owing to sickness who are unable to present themselves at the voting station on election day to apply for special votes, either to be visited by the officials of the IEC at home on the 26th and the 27th of May, or you present yourself at the voting station to cast your special vote on the 26th and the 27th of May. But you need to apply for special votes. Mm-hmm. And that opportunity of applying for special votes closed on the 3rd of May 2024. Mm-hmm. And just for the benefit of your listeners, Tamil, is that we have, as the Electoral Commission, processed over 1.6 million special votes applications. And the province of Gauteng accounts for the highest special votes. We've processed about 335,000 such applications. So there is literally no special dispensation for those of age category 60 and above, because we are well aware that there was a fake text that has been going around. So we've issued a statement because that text was misleading. And the framework is clear that you use the dispensation of special votes for given the circumstances that you are faced as a voter. So there is no special arrangement for those that falls within the age category 60 and above, except the special vote dispensation.
I'm sorry, Bridget. We had this conversation. I'm sorry you missed it, because there was time where you could have registered to get that special vote. So, Mr. Masemula, any advice then, maybe to Bridget, who may feel it may be difficult. Bridget, do you have difficulties, or is it just an age thing? Or are there other problems you have?
No, there are no difficulties. It was just an age issue.
Okay.
I'm also sorry I missed it as well.
Bridget?
No, it's fine. Okay. Then the 29th it is.
Then the 29th it is. Thanks, Bridget. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Papa.
Yes.
Maybe to deal with this issue, Pamela, is that our officials are trained that once an elderly person or a frail person presents himself or herself at the voting station, they are prioritized.
Yes.
So if you need assistance, just call for the IEC official at that voting station, and I'm sure they'll be able to take care of you.
They better not call me out, Menanda Tumasemula, you know? They better watch out and not spot us and think we're older than we're not. Thanks, yeah. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for your
Thank
time.
Thank you very much.
The IEC Provincial Electoral Officer, Thabo Masemula, they're just housekeeping rules about what is, what isn't, what has changed. As we know, we are obviously looking forward to the elections, and some small questions that some of you may have. We just wanted to clarify that.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.